بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد My respected and honorable friends, let us correct our intention that we are sitting here solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to learn in order to attain the reward of performing 1,000 rakats of nafal salah which has been mentioned in the hadith of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To get this magnitude of reward, let each one of us intend with sincerity from the bottom of our hearts. My dear respected friends, I need you to understand one thing. That a man goes into the bathroom, he wants to have a bath. He takes with him his bucket, and he takes a jug, and he fills the bucket with hot water, and he has his bath. Now, to who does this man refer to getting the hot water? To the jug that he used? To the bucket? To the tap, to the pipes, or to the geyser? My dear respected friends, all of us know that that hot water did not come from the jug nor from the bucket, though it was an assistance that the jug got us the water onto our bodies, and the bucket got us water from the tap, that every now and then we did not have to open the tap. And the tap, my dear respected friends, is connected to that geyser where the water is coming through pipes. Likewise, my dear respected friends, I am nothing. Believe me, Allah is my witness, I am nothing. I am the beginning, a sperm which is napak. My end will be when I die, and if my left body is left outside 3 or 4 days, nobody will want to come near it. It will have such a stench that nobody will can bear that stench. Also, my body from head to toe flows with blood, which is napak. It's impure. So, I am napak from head to tail. I mean head to toe. And my dear respected friends, I eat the most delicious, beautiful food. And what is the end result of it? In the toilet, excreta. So you can safely call me an excreta machine. My dear respected friends, what you are benefiting out in this khanka is from our spiritual mentor, Hazrat Sheikh Mawlana Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi. He is the geyser. From him you are getting the hot water. And it is the size of the utensil that you came for in this etikaf that you are going to benefit so much that you can fill so much as you want. That geyser is so large that the whole of Ramadan, for every mutakif, it can fill hundreds and thousands of liters of water in that particular utensil that murid comes with to gain it. Our spiritual mentor, Hazrat Sheikh Mawlana Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi, as from now in all the talks, we will refer to him as Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, that Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he passed away, buried in Medina Munawwara, in Jannatul Baqi. One of his khuddam, khadim, were not there when he passed away. They came to his grave to read Fatiha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the barakat of Asrat Rahmatullah, had given this khadim the power to speak to the dead. And he came and he spoke to Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi, and Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi said, that in the dunya, I had to sleep I had to eat, I had to meet people, I had to make wuzu, I had to make ibadah. All these things I am not doing now any longer since I am in the grave. Because the ibadah has been closed. With death, ibadah closed down. But I am certainly sending my fares, barakat and anwarat to all those that are seeking for me. And it is famous that Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, when he was 20 years old, about that age, he had reached the nisbat of Imam Rabbani, Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayh, who was a great, great wuzruk. So at the age of 20, 25, if he reached that nisbat, what nisbat must have he reached when he died at the age of 93? It is mentioned that his nisbat was so high that, as was the tradition and the trend, that when a sheikh dies, he transfers his nisbat to one of his most closest khalifas. That's how we get the chain of sheikhs, the silsilai mashayikh, for whom we send isale sawab of our yaseens, morning and evening. Now, Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Alayh, it is mentioned that his nisbat could not be transferred. If his nisbat was transferred into any living being at that time, he should have died. Like the story that Ustad will read soon to you people, where you can understand it in a better form, regarding the story about Naan Bhai. From that you can gauge that this Noor of Allah comes gradually, slowly, 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 and does not come all in one bit. So my dear respected friends, whatever you are attaining through Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh. I am only the tap. As you know, a tap, you open it small, little bit, little water comes in. You open it more, more water comes in. And if you open it to the maximum, maximum come down. My dear respected friends, derive as much as you can. It is going to help you in this world, in the grave. And above all, my dear respected friends, it is going to help you on the day of Qiyamah. I'm going to start my story of today with that Qiyamah story. My dear respected friends, be fresh and be happy. And inshallah, by you worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the T, with the correct intentions, for without intention, my dear respected friends, your ibadat is not accepted by Allah. It got to be done solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following His command, sunnat of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah be pleased with us to attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 5 sentences, 6 sentences, 7 sentences, under half a minute it took us. But my dear respected friends, please remember, in every devotion of yours, it will make that devotion, no matter how small, like a molehill, it will make it into, my dear respected friends, great, huge mountains. Now the story says that concerning the mu'mineen, the believers, the Quran Kareem says, He will welcome them while they will be fresh and happy. The Quran Kareem says that on the day of Qiyamah, when we are raised, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in this ayah, they will be welcomed. And they will be welcome in such a stage that they are well and fresh. Now the incident goes, and it is narrated, my dear respected friends, which you must listen to carefully, so that if you listen to it carefully, inshallah, it will bring some thoughts, afterthoughts to you, that we must worship Allah and not waste our time. It is mentioned on the day of Qiyamah, when the mu'mineen will be resurrected from their graves. Their faces will be radiant with a heavenly luster, and happiness will come out of their hearts, which will show on their faces. Whereas we all know that on the day of Qiyamah, when we are raised, that consternation the ahadith has spoken about many, many times. Now, my dear respected friends, first of all, by making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spending your time in His worship, that is doing it the right way. There is no sense worshipping one way, and the other way, my dear respected friends, you are sinning and doing wrongs. You're making a fruit salad of the whole thing. Please do not make a fruit salad. Worship Allah and keep away from sin and wrong. Then further they say, when the mu'min rises from the qabr, he will find in front of him a person whose face will glitter like the sun, attired in the most beautiful white garments, with a crown on his head. This noble stranger will come closer and offer salutation to the resurrected mu'min, who will answer the salam and ask, "Who are you? Are you an angel?" The stranger will reply, "I am not an angel." The mu'min will again ask him, "Are you a nabi?" The stranger will again say, "I am not a nabi." The mu'min will ask, "Are you a close servant of Allah?" The stranger will say, "I am not a close servant of Allah." Then the mu'min will ask, "Then who are you after all? What do you think? Who's that person?" "You don't know. I don't know. Nobody knows. The kitab knows." The stranger will reply, "I am your virtuous deeds. I am present to take you to Jannah. You are to mount me now." The mu'min will say, "I cannot mount such a holy person as yourself." The stranger will say, "For a considerable period on earth, I was mounted on you. Now, I say with Allah's pleasure, you be mounted on me." This is an extract from Ghunyatul Talibin of Hazrat Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi, this incident. My dear respected friends, the righteous deeds of a mu'min will assume human forms, which will lead and guide the believers in comfort towards Jannah. The happiness and freshness referred to in the ayat of the Quran Kareem pertain to the occasion of resurrection. The direct opposite will be the fate of the kuffar and those disobedient servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The story has been read to you, my dear respected friends, that you can increase your ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you can collect as much as you want to. Believe me, for the whole 30 days of Ramadan, if you worship Allah morning to evening, evening to morning, it will be just a drop in the ocean. The 30 days ibadat for day and night will only be a drop in the ocean. Come, the more you collect, the more you are going to benefit. That's why we are stressing that fight your carnal desire. Fight the shaitan. If you fight these things, you are going to win. And if you are not going to win, you know you are going to lose. And if you are going to lose, you are going to be like an animal the balance of the whole year. So come out of this animalism and come into humanity. My dear respected friends, every single day, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Fatiha many, many, many times, "Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim." O Allah, guide us to the straight path. We have asked Allah, but what are we doing regarding getting onto the Sirat al-Mustaqim? Is it only a matter of lip service? My dear respected friends, recite the Quran-e-Kareem, The virtues of the Holy Quran Kareem that will every day be read, one virtue every day, one virtue on dua will be read every day, and one on zikr of Allah Ta'ala, and one, my dear respected friends, on vain talk. These four things, listen to them carefully every day and practice on them. As far as the recitation of the Quran is concerned, the Quran is a source of advice, healing and guidance, and mercy for those who have iman. Now, my dear respected friends, it is not only healing for our illnesses of the body, it is also a healing for our spiritual diseases that are covering and blocking and filling our entire heart and our souls. So the recitation of the Quran Kareem will cleanse that. And it is even said here that it is a mercy. And that is what we are supposed to derive during the month of Ramadan, is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should remember that the Quran contains nothing that is doubtful or crooked, nor is it misleading. The Quran is a nur and guidance for the believers. The more you read the Quran, the more nur you get. And the more nur you get, the more guidance you get. And the more guidance you get, the more you get onto Sirat al-Mustaqim. Now we are come back to the Surah Fatiha. My dear respected friends, you read the Quran Kareem, you have asked Allah Ta'ala for hidayat. For your hidayat, Allah Ta'ala has sent down the Quran, where in the beginning of the Quran, in Surah Baqarah, Allah Ta'ala says, Alif Lam Mim. These words, nobody besides Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala knows its meaning. Now, before we get to this Alif Lam Mim, the dua that we have made, which Allah has answered, we come to the end of Surah Fatiha, where we say, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. With fear in our hearts, we say, Oh Allah, we don't want to be on the path of those that have been misled. Now, many of the ulama translate this misleading as following the tariqah of the Jews and the Christians, that we dress like them and we do everything like them. The hadith says, Man tashabba bi qawmin fahuwa minhum. Who imitates a nation is from amongst them. You wear the clothes of the kuffar, on the day of Qiyamah you get up with the kuffar. My dear respected friends, our wives and children, let's change their dressing. We want to be like everybody else, like the Joneses in the world. We want to be like the Joneses in the world. We want to dress to kill. And we look down upon the dressing of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahabas. That brings our iman down. My dear respected friends, no, we are on the wrong footing. Let us change our dressing to the dressing of Nabi Akrim sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba. Then we can say we got true love in our hearts. Now, Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, speaking about Maghdubi Alayhim Walad Dhalin, he explains there are two things that we seek refuge from Allah in Ghayril Maghdubi Alayhim Walad Dhalin. The first one is that we don't have knowledge of the deen, so we don't know how to practice on the deen, and with that we are misguided, which you know, I know, and everybody know. And the second stage that Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi speaks of is more dangerous and is worse than the first stage. In this stage, he says that the people know about the deen, but because of their pride, because of thinking themselves to be something and having their hidden agendas, they don't practice on the deen. So that is the ghayril maghdubi alayhim wal dhalin. So my dear respected friends, it is only taqwa within yourselves, Allah's fear within yourself, that if you know the deen, you will practice on the deen. Otherwise, every hidden agenda will come and you will have an answer for every question of the deen. And you will try to legalize things, make things jais, which is haram, because you want to do it. Come, my dear respected friends, let us change our attitudes. Let us humble ourselves. Now we come back to Alif Lam Mim. Allah Ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ. This is the book that you have asked for, and I'm giving you this book. لَا رَيْبَ فِي. There is no doubt in it. Then Allah puts a condition in the next ayat, هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It will be a guidance for those that have taqwa. What is taqwa? Taqwa is to have the fear of Allah. Any wrong you commit, any sin you commit, any disobedience you commit, that should bring fear into your hearts. That will Allah be pleased with me? Will Allah be displeased with me? Will Allah love me? Will Allah not love me? And this will be built and brought up, my dear respected friends, from the intentions that you make for your ibadah. That I'm making this particular worship for Allah, that I attain His pleasure and I attain His love. So you are building that, and in this hudallil muttaqeen, you are going to have that fear that these things that I am doing, including the ibadah and the worship of Allah that you are doing, my dear respected friends, did Allah accept it? Is Allah going to accept it? My dear respected friends, there is no greater creature in the creation than Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Despite that, after Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read his faraz namaz, it was his noble practice that always he used to first read silently once Allahu Akbar, and thereafter thrice he used to read Astaghfirullah, twice silently, and the third time in a raised voice, and the last Astaghfirullah, the third one, used to drag and pull it a little, Astaghfirullah, trying to tell Allah, this namaz that I have read, if it wasn't according to the way that you wanted me to read, I am asking you for your forgiveness. That is bringing down humbleness into you. And when you bring humbleness down into you, my dear respected friends, we know it will take pride away. And pride is what is misleading us. And believe me, wallahi al-azim, I take the oath of Allah, each one of us got pride within our hearts. No shortcut. And this pride is a slippery path to hell. And the Buzurgan say, the last spiritual disease that comes out of a siddiq, and a siddiq is the highest stage after the Nabi, which we all can read the sayyid of siddiq. The last spiritual disease to come out is hubbeja. Hubbeja means, in the eyes of people, you want to be nice, duck and big. So don't shoot yourselves, don't fool yourselves. All of you have got the spiritual disease within yourself. And all of you will like that the people look up to me, they think nice about me, they think good about me, they think... That's why our faults, we don't want others to see it. We will hide them and sweep them under the carpet. Now we will continue with the Hudalil Muttaqin tomorrow, inshallah, because time is going. I got another minute or two. So we start with the dua also. My dear respected friends, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, dua is the marrow of divine service. So the more dua you make, the more your service will have divinity in it. It will be acceptable by Allah. Allah will look upon it. And further, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes to be implored and begged. So let us, what Allah likes, let us do that. And that is to make dua continuously all the time, and lengthy duas. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, who makes dua to Allah will find the doors of mercy open for him. Remember this. He who makes dua to Allah will find the doors of mercy open for him. Whoever makes dua will find the doors of mercy open for him. Now a beautiful example Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and a beautiful method Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us, that in the month of Ramadan we are looking for the mercies of Allah. How do you get the mercies? Out of the many avenues, this is one avenue that you lift your hands and continuously make dua. That will open up the doors of mercy. Further, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, in dua there is complete surrender and recognition of one's own utter helplessness on the one hand, and the power in the other hand for the creator of the heavens and the earth. So one is high, one is low. You don't say Allah is low, you don't say that the servant is high. One high, one low. So the servant, when he's making dua, he accepts that I'm a beggar, and I am asking the highest, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by making dua to him. And with these things, he fully recognizes the object of divine service. And when he recognizes this, that Allah is the greatest, I'm the lowest, then inshallah it is hope that he will attain benefit out of the services and the ibadah that he makes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence that is the importance of making dua. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the ayat of the Quran al-Kareem, will you invoke others besides Allah if you are truthful? Nay, him you shall invoke that he may clear that which you pray for. Now here we got a habit of asking many people. Don't ask people. Ask Allah. He is the giver. He is truthful. My dear respected friends, we go to the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The importance of zikr, making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The zikr, importance of zikr has been emphasized in so many verses of the Holy Quran and a number of ahadith on this subject. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Almighty Allah says, that is a hadith Qudsi, I treat my slaves according to his expectation from me. So while you in i'tikaf, my dear respected friends, expect the highest and the most from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further, in this hadith Qudsi it is stated that I am with him when he remembers me. If he remembers me in his heart, I remember him in my heart. If he remembers me in a gathering, I remember him in a better and nobler gathering, and that is the gathering of the angels. So spend your time in remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala openly and quietly, silently, in every way. My dear respected friends, you will benefit immensely by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Now we go to the vain talk. Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْغَضُ الْفَائِشَ الْبَذِيِّ كَمَا قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. This is a hadith of Tirmizi, which translated means Allah hates the shameless and useless talker. Allah hates the useless talker. So if you are going to spend your time in useless talking in the i'tikaf, remember Allah hates you. That's a hadith from Tirmizi. And if Allah hates you, what's the opposite of hate? Love. You're not going to get the love. You are going to be deprived of that love. So learn to put a zip on your mouth. Silence is golden. Keep quiet. My dear respected friends, I'm a very mixed up guy. I'm telling you the honest fact, I'm very mixed up. Please don't speak to me, and I don't want to speak to anybody because I'm very, very mixed up. Yesterday, the announcement that was made that Suleiman Drago's father passed away when he was his father-in-law. I can't even hear properly any longer. My dear respected friends, I'm giving orders to my khuddam to do this, that. They're all doing all upside down. So please, you stay your own, I stay my own, we all stay in our own. We just have our own little etikaf. We stay and worship Allah. My dear respected friends, I look but I can't see. I listen but I can't hear. Please forgive me. All Allah has opened my door for is to come and sit here and give you talk for a few moments. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.